from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador, and he joins us now. BetMGM is the king of sportsbook. Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
We're doing well. We're kind of, going over the remnants of what was the Bears' season opener. It was fascinating to watch it and the way they won it and the fact that despite all the evidence to the contrary in the preseason, it was the preseason and there were struggles for the offense once the real bullets began to fly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy they won, obviously, but I think we can all agree. We talked about Caleb Williams saying he wasn't nervous. Well, I hope that's all it was, that he was nervous and he just had the jitters. I just watched him on that first pass when he went back in the pocket and the play wasn't there and he kind of got happy feet. But you know what? Bears D bailed him out. You know, you're going to need that sometimes. Pretty exciting game. Great day. You know, the weather was perfect. But it didn't feel like a satisfying win to me, quite honestly.
Where's your confidence in Caleb right now? Is it wavering? Are you wondering?
Still under investigation. How's that? I mean, everything was off. His throws, the deep throws weren't close. But you know what? He didn't make any mistakes. No glaring mistakes. No fumbles. No interceptions. And good to play it safe. You know, the game was close. You saw Tennessee's quarterback made that big mistake and cost him the game. So I'll give him credit that they didn't play dumb, or Caleb didn't play dumb. And we'll start from there.
Yeah. Brian Callahan, the head coach of Tennessee, said after the game that they'd have been better off just punting on first down after they got the lead because they gave the game away. And frankly, he's right. The block punt for a touchdown, the scoop and score, and then the pick six. It was an insane way to win, and the Bears did just enough to do so.
Yeah. Hey, look, Minnesota lost their quarterback. Yeah. Green Bay lost theirs. So far, so good. Things are looking, good for the Bears. But again, it's a little disappointing, and the Bluebirds came out, sometime during the second quarter, I believe it was. But again, it's early. He's a young kid, and you got to hope the offense will get better. They got too many weapons.
Shelly, got to ask you this college football question. So Saturday, for some reason, Alabama is going to Madison. They're going to play the Badgers at Camp Randall. I don't know who scheduled that one, but it is a pretty cool matchup. You interested? You going? How did Alabama end up playing Wisconsin in Madison?
I don't know. I just happened to be free that day. It was either do that or go to the Live tournament out in Bolingbrook to watch Dustin Johnson. They've had two pretty easy games to start out the season with the Badgers. But it's a hard place to play, Wisconsin, Camp Randall. I'm sure you've been there.
Sure.
So who knows? They need a – that would help them bolster maybe to put together a good season if they somehow get by them.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier in the week that now that Notre Dame lost the way they did, Steve Sarkisian from Texas, after they won at Michigan, he showed them the end of the game and he talked to them about the Notre Dame scenario. So I think that that's going on around the country. Everybody kind of trying to make sure they don't fall into that kind of trap and have a bad loss after a win because they didn't take an opponent seriously.
Right, and there's nothing better than watching Michigan get beaten in the big house by Texas. That was a good day for me anyway. So love to see Harbaugh like a deer in the headlights on those sidelines.
Kelly, did you see the social media report or people talking? Jonathan Toews is actually at Burning Man, the music festival in the desert, and he is living his best life. Doesn't look like he's anywhere close to considering a comeback if he were even, you know, I wonder if he's ever coming back, but this may suggest that he's not even thinking about hockey this time. Do you expect Jonathan Toews to ever come back to play hockey?
I mean, I honestly hope so, but you know, we saw him last summer. He came to my son's hockey school and he really didn't think he was going to come back. And you mentioned the Burning Man, and he's been, you know, he took off for a stint to Costa Rica to learn how to surf with his brother. He's been all kinds of golf trips. So he's enjoying life, that's for sure, and doing all stuff. But it'd be pretty tough to come back. But even when he did come back for that little stint, you know, he wasn't bad. He still had to lose that weight, and apparently he's lost a lot of weight now. And, you know, he's still young enough, that's for sure. But that just remains to be seen. It's kind of, you know, disappointing the way it went down. But who knows?
He's 36. He's got another decade in him, according to your standards, right?
Hey, it's just a number. That's right.
Man. What do you think? The Cubs got a chance here. They won two games in L.A. We've been trying to do the math to figure out what they need to do. Unlikely at this point, but where there is life, there is hope.
I mean, they're going to take, it looks like they're going to take it right down to the wire. They're four games back. They got to pass two teams. You beat LA, maybe again, you get some confidence and you go on a run, but they need to go on a big run. You know, they can't afford to lose any, you know, back to back games anymore. It's just, they've been a 500 team most of the year, not even, but they've been fun to watch at times. They went on that, all those runs. They got that one stint where they went about 10-2. So you got to hope, you know, you never know. The pitching has been great. It's just a matter of if they can put that streak together.
All right, Kelly, Bears, Texans Sunday night. Who you got?
I'm always going to take the Bears. You know that. Jeez. yeah, I bet with my heart. It's on the road, so that's going to be tougher, I think. So I'm not going to touch that one. How's that? That's not
what you say, but good stuff. That?
That's clever. All right, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
Chris Chelios. Bet MGM ambassador. I love Jelly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.